Why are there going to be changes to the way autism is measured?
Well, it's not just autism. So we use a manual that relates to all mental illness. It's called the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, and it applies to all diagnoses, not just autism. So it applies to things like anxiety and depression and post-traumatic stress, and that is reviewed every 15 to 20 years. There is a new version, and so there is a new version coming out May next year at this stage.
And many children who are currently considered autistic won't be considered so anymore. Why is this a problem?
People with an existing diagnosis are most likely wouldn't be affected by the changes. The changes will apply to children who come for an initial diagnosis, and at that time people will most likely apply the new DSM-5 criteria. And I guess the implications for some families would be, given that the criteria do appear to be somewhat more stringent, the new criteria that are coming out, than our existing criteria, for some families may have a child who does have some social and communication difficulties, but just because of the way the new criteria are, they may not meet full criteria for an autism spectrum disorder. And the implication for that is they would miss out on some of the funding that's currently available for children who do have a formal diagnosis.
And for these kids that won't be diagnosed as autistic, they'll be diagnosed with social communicative disorder. How does treatment differ between the two?
Well, that's probably hard to say, given that social communication disorder is a new diagnosis, so we've never had that diagnosis before. Certainly the way it's described in the proposed revision that we can view now, there is a lot of similarities between children with that diagnosis and children with autism. So they would have similar problems in terms of their social skills and communication skills. So the treatment, I imagine, for that group would be similar. The kinds of things they would need help with would be things like, you know, conversation skills and interacting with other children appropriately. So the treatment, there would be some overlap in terms of the treatment. There wouldn't be a new type of treatment protocol that would be just for that group. We would be using existing strategies that work for kids on the spectrum that we're using now.
So what kind of extra assistance do autism sufferers need?
Well, a lot of extra assistance. I mean, autism by definition affects an individual in all areas of their life and to different degrees for different individuals. So the sorts of things they need when they're young are early intervention services, so speech pathology to try and help them develop functional speech, occupational therapy to help develop their play skills and their ability to kind of play cooperatively, and even their everyday living skills. They often need help with toileting, feeding and dressing. As they're older, many children with autism have learning difficulties in the classroom, so they require either a modified curriculum or help to be able to access the general curriculum. They need ongoing help with their social skills throughout their life. The social world becomes more complicated as we get older, and individuals with autism need help as they get older with even things like, you know, interviewing and being able to conduct themselves in a workplace, knowing how to understand and manage relationships. So it's really an ongoing need that they have right throughout their lives in a range of areas.